Well, cock-a-doodle-doo. No Diddy. So that's what we've come to. From Pause to No Diddy. Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans. What are my thoughts on that trade? It's huge. It's big. It's a blockbuster deal. Something Houston needed. Another marquee wide receiver alongside Tank Dell, Nico Collins. We'll see how this roster turns out and be finalized by next season. A lot of pieces moving. Things could change. But one thing you have is an outstanding wide receiver in Stephon Diggs. Is it safe or is it risky? That's going to be the question. Now for the trade, which I'm pretty sure everybody is. Everybody excited about it. Even when there was a little whispers about Saquon Barkley coming to the Texans, everybody was up on board with that. And you ended up with Mixon, which is not a bad choice. Not a bad choice at all. You can't get a name brand running back. Mixon is just a little below that. But he's serviceable. He can go out there and he can take care of business. Under the offensive line we have with C.J. Stroud. Now you're adding Stephon Diggs. It's going to open up this offense to a whole new magnitude. Because this offense already was potent with what it had. It still operated with the injuries that they had last season. Tank Dell going out. Dalton Schultz in and out of the lineup. So yeah, this is huge. I think this is the biggest pickup or trade that the Texans have had in a while. And probably the best wide receiver that they've had since Andre Johnson. What is the downside to the pickup of Stephon Diggs? Now, we covered this as well with the Buffalo Bills. His attitude, him ranting, Josh Allen, they getting into it. Now, we know some things are going on in the organizations. He's disgruntled. He really don't want to be there no more. He's made posts about that. Now, will he do that with the Texans? I highly doubt it. There's always a question in the back of your mind, could it happen? Could they go two or three seasons without, let's say, winning the Super Bowl, getting deep into the playoffs? Will he get disgruntled? Will he start talking a little bit? I really don't see it. D'Amico Ryans has set a standard in Houston for this Texans team. Accountability is one of them. Going as a unit and fighting as a team to reach a common goal is another. Throwing your teammates under the bus, griping, complaining, that's not part of the culture D'Amico Ryans has set. So I don't see that happening. I don't see him blowing up on C.J. Stroud because he's not getting some balls thrown his way. Or they're not just winning games. I don't see that the first year for sure. Second year, I don't see it too much. I don't think that'll be a problem because Houston is on a rise. They're not on a decline. They're winning games. They're making the playoffs now, and they're expected to make the playoffs every year here on out until they reach their common goal of winning the Super Bowl. Now, let's just say they fall off the map for some reason. They have a bad season. They start losing games, not making the playoffs. Let's just say, the worst I can see Stephon Diggs doing is maybe making remarks after the game when the microphones are in his face. He's pretty much an open player. He speaks his mind. He might say some things and give you some sound bites that may not sit well with the team if they're losing. He feel like he don't have his production up. I could see that. But far as the stuff on the field, griping with CJ Stroud, arguing with the coach, throwing his helmet, I don't see that. Texans haven't built a culture for players to do that. They kind of stayed away from players like that over the years, even high talented players. They just don't want to touch it. So I don't think his resume is that questionable. I think his talent outweighs that. And when he comes to the Texans, I think he's just going to fit in. I think he's going to fit in with the culture. CJ Stroud, right off the bat, is a respectable guy. A guy that you can approach, talk to, explain anything, your concerns, or what you have. That'll be open to Diggs. There's a certain approach CJ Stroud comes with. And it don't have anything to do with what he was doing in Buffalo. The complaining, all the tweets he's sending out, the blow-ups him and Josh Allen had, all that's in the past now. He's a Texan. They're not looking for that to rise up again. And the formula to all of that is just winning. Winning games. So when I heard of this trade, I was like, you got to be kidding me. The Texans are willing and dealing. You're able to get your hands on one of the best wide receivers in the game. Yes, he's 30 plus. You know, he's in his 30s now. Could have got him sooner, would have been great. But this guy, to me, he's still in his prime for his production on the field. High catch radius. His explosiveness. Sure-handed, outstanding route runner. And to add him to this offense with the other pieces you already have, this offense is spread out. Not only they can run the ball now, God blessing, Mixon still got some of his lust still left. No Diddy. This offense can be very potent. It was already good enough, even with the injuries, what they were able to do last season. Now get everybody back healthy, adding this guy to the fray. Marvelous things. Or like that commercial from Bruce Smith from back in the day. Bad things, man. Bad things.
Bad things, man. I mean, bad thing. You know what Bruce would do if he found me messing with this shoe, man? Bad things, man.
So I'm all with it. I'm all with this trade. I'm a Stephon Diggs fan. But I also called out his BS. Because disgruntled or not, you shouldn't show up your quarterback like that. If you're disgruntled and you want out of a franchise, there's certain ways to go about it. I don't know all the details inside of it, but he's out in a place that he didn't want to be at no more. We can go for that. Now he's a Houston Texan. It's going to be exciting to see next season, looking at this offense, when it's all put together. And then you have a defense to back them up. This put the Texans on the map contending every year for a Super Bowl. That's the exciting part about it. Competing every year for a Super Bowl. And I'm telling you about Stephon Diggs. He's a high competitor. He wants to win. He works at his craft. Hard-working wide receiver. Him and CJ Stroud pairing up, it's going to be dangerous. It's going to be real dangerous. So I'm looking forward to it. So that's my situation on this trade. I'm all for it. I was excited when I heard about it. But there is a downside. Safe or risky move. And I think the high is going to outweigh that low. That out low is just somebody being competitive. Somebody that wants to win. Somebody who already thought he should have been in a Super Bowl. Maybe had a ring by now. On a team with Buffalo. Some things he was frustrated about, it was warranted. frustrations with his quarterback. I could see that. Josh Allen was a renegade. He was a gunslinger. Sometimes he made risky throws. Sometimes he made off-target throws. Sometimes he probably went to another receiver when he should have went to Diggs when he was open or he had his man beat. In high-stakes games in the playoffs or even statement games in a regular season, you don't complete those games. Guy like this, get frustrated by it. And we already know wide receivers, top-tier receivers in this game, they somewhat prima donnas. They're going to whine. They're going to cry a little bit. They're going to complain. That's what wide receivers do. They want the ball. They feel like they open every play. And if they're not getting the ball and you're not winning the game, they seem to chirp a little bit. But he's coming to a good foundation now. And boy, I came a long way. A long way to say Houston has a great foundation. It almost feels weird coming out of my mouth saying Houston has a great foundation. But it took a long time. And it took a guy like D'Amico Ryans coming in, a former Texan, Houstonian, that we would damn sure claim, to change that around. He set the mark. And the way he is with the players, the way he addressed them, players' coach mentality, no nonsense at the same time. May give you that Colgate smile, but he means business at the same time. Long as you're taking care of your business. And what he's built about a unit, being a team, approaching things together. Yeah, Diggs will fall right into that. Fall right into it. Because if not, then the downside of that eventually, he would have to leave in time. Whatever that time will be. 1 year, 2 years, whatever the case may be if he's that disgruntled. Which I don't see that. I just look at a competitive guy that wants to win. Yeah, wants to win. And CJ Stroud is no Josh Allen. He's very approachable. He don't repeat mistakes. If you're open, he's going to give you the ball. He understands who his top tier wide receiver is. Yeah, he has no problem getting you the ball. So that won't be an issue. And if you have concerns, like I said before, he's approachable. Go talk to him. Go talk to him. So, I'm ecstatic about it. Waiting to see next season what's going to happen. I'm expecting a big season from Stephon Diggs. As long as he stays healthy, of course. Can't wait to see Tank Dell back. This offense in full force is going to be tough to deal with. With a nasty defense that knows how to get after the quarterback. They got the pieces in place and they're continuing to add and get everything they need to make a serious run for years to come. To bring a Super Bowl to Houston. So we're going to get into this article a little bit. Not going to stay too long. It is cock-a-doodle-doo early in the morning. No diddy. So let's get into this. Stephon Diggs to H-Town. Let's see here. The Stephon Diggs era in Buffalo has come to an end. The Bills finalized a blockbuster trade to send the four-time Pro Bowl receiver to the Houston Texans, the team announced on Wednesday. In exchange for Diggs, the Bills will receive a 2025 second-round pick via Minnesota, while they will also send a 2024 sixth-rounder and a 2025 fifth-round pick to Houston along with Diggs. This trade marks the end of what had grown into a somewhat toxic relationship between Diggs and the Bills organization. Last month, Diggs had a cryptic social media post where the wideout said he was ready for whatever. That was just the latest in what appeared to be the indicators that he wanted out from Buffalo, including being absent from the start of mandatory minicamp last year. At the Pro Bowl games back in February, Diggs also cast some doubt on his future with the franchise. When asked if he was optimistic about his future with the Bills, he said, "I can't tell you what the future holds, but I'm still being me." On the field, Diggs also seemed to get out of rhythm with quarterback Josh Allen as the 2023 season went along. Which we stated, there's been a lot of flare-ups over the past, couple of years with him and Josh Allen. For the world can see. So that's no shock to anybody. After recording 100-yard receiving games in five of his first six games, Diggs averaged 51.2 receiving yards per game the rest of the way. He finished the year with 107 catches for 1,183 yards and 8 touchdowns. The 30-year-old arrived in Buffalo in 2020 after the Bills pulled off a trade with Minnesota. Diggs was drafted by the Vikings in the fifth round of the 2015 NFL draft out of Maryland and had established himself as one of the top young receivers upon landing in the pros. That said, Diggs joining the Bills sent his production to a higher level when paired with Allen, leading the league in receptions and receiving yards in his first season in Buffalo. As that may have deteriorated as of late, Diggs is one of the top receivers in the NFL when firing on all cylinders and now pairs himself with arguably the brightest young quarterbacks in the league in CJ Stroud, who is coming off an Offensive Rookie of the Year season in 2024. There it is. Buffalo to H-Town. It's writing on the wall, disgruntled wide receiver in Buffalo. And his frustrations is coming from a team that they felt that was well put together. Came up short in multiple seasons of getting deep in the playoffs and winning Super Bowls. They had the talent to do it. But due to Josh Allen renegade approach, gunslinging mentality, down the stretch, missed throws in some playoff games or during the regular season, tantrums from Stephon Diggs, a lot of things blowing up organizational-wise, which we don't really know in-depth reasons of what's going on with that. But you get a whole cloud of this stuff brewing and boiling. You end up him leaving the franchise. And we'll be gladly to take him off your hands. Oh yeah, we'll pet him just like an old Siamese cat. And say, come right on in here with your sexy self. No diddy. We're going to put you to work. Show us what you still got. We got a young quarterback willing to throw you the ball. You're an outstanding route runner. Remarkable hands. You can teach the younger guys. You're proven. Got a slight attitude. But we can change all that. Our culture can change all of that. And one way to do that is with winning. So welcome in, Stephon Diggs. Let's go to work. Can't wait till next season. I'm a fan. I'm all in. And can't wait to see you on that field catching balls, winning games with the Houston Texans. So that's my quick hit of the morning. Thanks for y'all time. But I'm all on board with this situation and this trade. Diggs to H-Town. This is Terrific Thursday. We right there back to back with Friday. Enjoy yourselves. The weekend is right there. This GSQH Goody Mo Sports Quick Hits, and we out of here. Peace.